When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm your favorite host, Christine.
I'm your second favorite host, Alex.
And we are
not even going to argue it.
And we are here today to... You're going to get the pity points, so don't worry.
Hey, Christine, that was my plan. Now you brought it up, and then... God, now I'm not going to get them because you brought attention to that fact.
Okay. Remember in early episodes when people said I was like mean to you or rude or something? I don't know.
No.
Or people said I had like a bad attitude.
That was a thing.
They said I had a bad attitude, and I was like, yeah, I do have a bad attitude because I was...
Yeah, that's it.
Period, end of story. No, I'm just kidding. I worked very hard. It's hard having a podcast with your sibling because you're like...
Did those reviewers realize that we're siblings? Because I would understand that if it's like we're like getting to know each other through
right.
the podcast.
And I'm just like...
Then it's one thing. If you hear like a host be assholes to each other and it's like, what the heck? But then here it's like part of the charm.
I know. I had to get used to just getting really amped up to do a podcast and not just like sitting here complaining to my brother on Skype. So In any case, here we are. This is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. This week we are covering small towns in Ohio. And this is episode 90. So we are 10 weeks away from episode 100, Zandy.
Don't remind me. I'm already nervous about
it. We'll figure it out. If you have ideas, send them in.
Yeah. This theme is from Stacy. So thank you, Stacy, for sending this in. Introducing us to the world of niche.com.
Yeah, niche.com. Quite niche.
Hashtags not ad.
Not ad. Definitely not ad. It's basically you can rate your town. It's kind of like Glassdoor, but for your town. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of like, I live here and blank. Or I moved here from blank.
Well, it was really interesting because you'd have like all these reviews, like 5 in a row, talking about the prevalence of drugs or crime. And then suddenly someone would say, there's a high pollen count here.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you can say whatever you want. Like there were different categories that you could do it under, like overall experience, what the community is like. But yeah, it was all over
the place.
An array. People talking about weather, people talking about like grocery stores. Transportation, infrastructure, crime, everything. It was actually really interesting.
It was interesting. And there was, and it was just Ohio that we were reading. So I feel like they were probably, you know, there'd probably be more variety if we went elsewhere. But one that I read that I didn't save because it just didn't seem worth it. But right now I want to mention it. It said, there are a lot of jobs here, but they're all taken. And I just thought that was such a strange comment. Like, I don't know. That's just an example of like some of the strange stuff that we probably encountered today.
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to go first or me?
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
My first one is of one of my favorite towns, Tip City, Ohio.
I left that one for you to make sure you got to cover it.
Yeah. So I went with a couple friends, John and Kirsten. We went up there and just took some photos and did a little photography visit. And
not like for this episode. Like they did this a long time
years ago. God, that was... God,
it sounds like you did your research on the ground. Weren't you in high school?
Maybe. It was either that or like just out of high school. Probably still in high school. I don't know. In high school, Kirsten like turned around once and saw me and was like, you still go here? And now we're friends. But like, I don't know if we were that close in high school to go to Tip City together.
You got to be really close to go to Tip City together. I think so. In any case, it was the better half of a decade ago that you went to Tip City.
And I only said that because I know Kirsten listens, so she'll
Hi, Kirsten.
Have to feel bad again. because I bring that up to her all the time.
I'm sure you do.
Anyway, here is a review of Tip City, a quaint town outside of Dayton, Ohio. 3 stars. I am not too concerned. End of review.
Okay.
I don't know what the, okay. the category was community. So
oh.
I'm not sure what they are not concerned about, but hey.
Do you think it's one of those things where niche says like suggestions, like what do you think of the pollen count?
This is, the thing is, this was the only one I found like this. I don't know. Because I feel like...
Mysterious.
And maybe that says more about the reviewers, that the reviewers were overall more intelligent than we were used to. Which I would argue is true. Like, the niche reviewers seemed very good
well-spoken.
At what they do. For overall.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, this just seemed really out of place in all of the Tip City reviews. Like, a lot of them were very well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get some random person saying... I'm not too concerned.
I mean, I guess, like, good for you.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I want to live my life like that.
Because I have to say something. I am too concerned. Yeah. I am too concerned for my own good, for everyone else's good, about every part of my life and everyone else's life. And so, you know what? Maybe I should be more like this anonymous niche reviewer.
So true. I am concerned about our podcast hitting 100 episodes. That is not something normal people would be concerned about.
Maybe we like, should print that out. Thing. And anytime our anxiety spikes, we can just send each other a little like reminder message. I am not too concerned.
3 stars.
And you shouldn't be either.
Yeah.
3 stars, actually, Uxinner. I'm looking through right now. Almost every single one I have was 3 stars.
Because the 1 stars were super sad.
Yeah, the 1 stars, I was like, well, yeah, what do you expect in a 1-star review about a small town?
Someone has awful experiences there, sees a lot of terrible things. Why would we talk about that on our podcast?
Yeah, as the my brother, me brothers say, no bummers. So we got to avoid the bummers sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we
on a comedy show.
Do that, but
we don't always do that. But I'm not too concerned.
Okay,
see,
good. See, using it for good already.
So this is a review of a place called Sugar Creek Township. Now, what I did was I went to Amish. I typed in Amish
Smart.
Country. And then looked up all the towns around it.
I like that idea.
Thank you. And then I decided promptly that Blaze and I were going to go on a trip to Amish country at some point soon. As
good.
Like a little getaway. I'm very excited. He doesn't know it yet, but it's going to happen. Okay. This is a review of Sugar Creek Township, 2 stars by Niche User. The summer is a very pleasant season. It is warm for the entire season. It sometimes gets uncomfortable with the heat and the humidity. During the summertime is when the most thunderstorms occur and the possible tornado goes through the area. The fall and spring are also pleasant seasons and the most beautiful. Winter is unpleasant to me because the temperatures get to be so cold and it snows most of the time. The weather impacts my life most in the winter because it gets to be hazardous with the snow and the cold. Roads become unsafe to drive on. The most essential items in my wardrobe during the winter is a heavy coat, hats, scarves, and gloves. During the other months, a light jacket will be just fine. During the spring, a rain jacket is very useful because it rains more frequently. End of review.
See, this is what I was talking about. Those niche reviewers are so good at what they do. They just throw it all out there. Lots of context, lots of information. You don't need it.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Reminds me of the way Dad would describe like his own
yes.
wardrobe.
Like, I feel
you know
like
how
we brought
he just
him up a lot recently for like over describing things.
For over describe, because he keeps over describing things, and I don't think he listens to this anymore. And if he does, this will be my cue. But so he, yeah, like he'd be like, and then, but sometimes, you know, like there's just a caveat for every possible scenario. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, no, you're right. It's got, you got to have something like, I do that too, though. The caveats,
I guess.
I got that from him. I'm all about caveats.
We're all about caveats on this podcast.
That's what we're all about. But I like that review. I mean,
I know.
It's just so like descriptive. And what's funny is Ohio weather is generally like weather. You know, like you get all the weather.
Yeah,
so,
you get seasons.
But instead of just saying that, like, hey,
I know,
you get
exactly.
all the seasons, you have to describe all of the things. And then, hey, if someone's moving there, they can be like, you know what? Oh, great. So I will bring my light jackets as well as my heavy jackets? What do you call them?
A heavy coat, hats,
heavy
scarves, and gloves.
Yeah. So it's actually useful potentially.
Potentially.
For somebody, potentially.
I do like that it says the weather impacts my life most in the winter. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, wow, now we're getting serious here. This is a real deal.
I feel like a lot of this review, though, was like, there's a subreddit called That's How This Works, or That's How It Works, where it's like, yeah, that's how weather, it's like, yep,
exactly.
That's weather for you.
That's like, kind of what I was thinking. It's sort of like, sometimes it rains, which is why you need a rain jacket. It's yeah. Like, oh, okay, thank you.
Oh my God, I love it. My next one is of Trotwood, Ohio. 3 stars. It's typically very quiet. I wouldn't choose to live here because it is becoming a ghost town. This area will become like our larger city, Dayton, Ohio, a slum. End of review.
Oh no, the big city.
Can I just say?
Oh no.
As someone who went to school in Dayton, one of my best friends, Liz, also went to school there and lived there for a bit. That's not how I would describe Dayton at all, but no. But I haven't lived there, so I don't know. And also, it's interesting how they're saying, oh, this place is becoming a ghost town. It's becoming like Dayton, Ohio, larger city.
Maybe they meant like a ghost, like in a bad way, like demon.
Like it's becoming haunted.
The underworld. Sense.
Poltergeists are taking over.
Yeah, just like in Dayton. Yeah.
Well, for some context, Trotwood has a population of 24,000. Dayton has a population of 140,000. So if Trotwood somehow becomes like Dayton by like growing 6 times as large as they are now, I'd be really impressed.
Then nice. Dayton's going to take over the freaking world. I don't know.
If that happens, yeah, then that means Dayton's getting pretty big too. I don't know. Something's weird's happening in Ohio.
There's something afoot in Dayton. What did Shakespeare say again? In the state of Denmark, but the state of Dayton.
Something, you know, smells
rotten. Something's rotten in the state of Dayton.
We're so bad at cultural references some days.
I referenced that once. Obviously incorrectly, and didn't prove my and didn't correct myself for, you know, intentionally, and then so a bunch of people sent me the actual quote and I was like, well,
hey,
yeah.
some of our, like, the most interaction we get on social media is when we fuck up, so you know what? Okay. We should probably edit this so we just really messed it up.
Okay,
anyway, your turn.
Okay, my next one is of Berlin Township, Ohio. 3 stars by niche user.
Stop saying niche user. Literally every review is from niche user.
3 stars.
These were all anonymous, by the way, everyone.
They are. There's no, like, name on them. 3 stars. Overall, my experience here has been good and bad. End of review.
I don't think you know what overall means.
That's my favorite one because it's like, it's exactly what we said last episode. Where you said if you write an observation with 3 stars that's just pretty basic and doesn't really add much to the conversation, we might use it. So here we go.
Yeah, and we've used 2 of those now because my first one was kind of like that. Just observation means nothing. 3 stars, middle of the road, I guess. Like,
yeah, I mean, I listen, know. It's been pretty good overall and also pretty bad overall.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, hopefully it gets better because we want you to love the town you're in.
We do.
Oh, sorry. Who was that? Niche user?
Anonymous niche user.
Okay. This next one is of Wellston, Ohio. We're learning so much about our own state.
So much.
This is a 3-star review. There is no public transportation because there is no need. End of review.
Okay.
We don't need your fancy buses around here.
Get your own e-bike and travel the countryside.
Yeah, Wellston, actually, that's where e-bikes were first invented.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's why they're so against public transportation. It's like, why would we need those when
we can zip and zap around?
And, like, also, this is the home of bird scooters, too. Like,
yeah, they were all invented there.
Everything was invented in Wellston,
Ohio. Most things that you use in everyday life were invented in Wellston. I told you, we're learning a lot about our own state.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're teaching a lot, too.
We are also making you learn a lot
passing
about our
state.
Passing
the knowledge on to the listeners.
That's right. Okay, so the next review I have is of Heath, Ohio, and I later found out that Hazel had sent this exact review in, which was pretty wild because I was just reading random towns.
Home of the Heath Bar, right?
Yes, it was invented there. Yes,
yeah. Heath Ledger was actually named after this town as well.
Oh, that's right. He was born there. That's why.
No, sorry, sorry. No. Heath Bar was named after this town. Heath Ledger was named after the Heath Bar. So
right.
Indirectly. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. So this is a 3-star review of Heath, Ohio. By niche user. I'm sorry, I can't
stop.
Help but say
I knew
it. Okay,
I fine. Almost said it last time and I was like, okay, I cannot feed into this.
This is a 3-star review. Weather isn't a problem, except it's hot one day and it's cold the next day, which bothers a lot of us, actually. End of review.
Us? All the so- niche viewer- reviewers are just like...
Do you know what happened just now? I found the second review ever where someone changed their mind mid-review.
Yeah, that's true.
They said
true.
Weather isn't a problem, except actually, it bothers a lot of us.
Man, I love how I set this up as like, these niche users are all like really good at what they
well-spoken
do.
Well-spoken and yeah.
And then of course, here we are reading the only bullshit ones like that.
It's hot one day and cold the next. Actually, that's very bothersome. I love that they changed their mind in the middle of the review about the weather, much like the weather itself. It's
just super meta. Like they were just making a statement with their own wording. Wow.
So we take it back. This is a very deep and educational and informative review.
I like it. But actually, that is true about Ohio weather. It does tend to just change very suddenly.
Alexander, I think we learned that like the second we started this episode where everybody insists on talking about how many jackets you need, but thank you for illuminating us.
Just in case you haven't gotten the hint yet, everyone. All right, here is a review of New Carlisle. 2 stars. This is a bedroom community that has declined since the closing of the GM plant in 2008. Population is mostly white, retirees and young lower income, although there is also a nice Latinx community here. Ideal place to live if you're old, white, and wish it was still the 1950s. End of review.
Oh my, I'm moving. That's powerful.
I mean, you know.
It paints a picture.
Do you miss Elvis?
Excuse me?
I'm asking you, do you miss Elvis?
Oh, personally, yes. He's
alive and well, living in New Carlisle, Ohio.
That's another thing people don't often realize is that a lot of presumed dead celebrities actually just moved to Ohio, and that's why they're assumed to be dead. It's a fair assessment, but
I mean, why do you think Dave Chappelle moved to Yellow Springs, Ohio? It's to be closer to these supposedly dead celebrities like Elvis.
Home of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yellow
Springs, or wait, New Carlisle, home of rock and roll.
Forget the literal Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland, right? Am I making that up?
Okay. No, I believe, yeah, Cleveland.
It's actually Yellow Springs.
But we're not going to look that up because if we're wrong, we're going to get a lot of chatter on social media.
We're just trying to spice things up on our Instagram, make people angry. Okay, this is a 3-star review of Monroe Township, Ohio. If you don't have a car, you have to walk at least an hour to get somewhere. Drugs are taking over. If I could do it all over again, I'd live in a box or a dumpster. End of review.
Oh, that took a turn. I love how it's like, not, oh, if I could do it all over, I'd probably live in a different town. No. Same town, just in a box.
That's what I was wondering. Like, do they mean like I would live in a box or dumpster in Monroe Township, or like I'd rather live in a box somewhere else?
In New Carlisle?
In New Carlisle.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I know.
Wow, that's deep. Yeah, maybe they are worse off in their current situation than that. So if they did it over, they'd move up and step up into one of those situations.
Step up and back down into a dumpster.
Yeah.
Step up a ladder and fall right back into a dumpster. I think that's what they mean, yes.
That makes sense. Well, hopefully you got out of that town.
And go get yourself an e-bike if you have to walk an hour to get somewhere. We know a good place.
Let me scroll up in my notes to remember what that town is called.
Also, folks, Wellston. The only reason I know... Wellston, right. Home of e-bikes. The only reason I know what an e-bike is, again, to bring our father into this,
I'm
is that...
I'm so mad you keep bringing up e-bikes.
I'm sorry, but he got an e-bike and he never stops talking about it. And he'll sometimes ride his e-bike over to my new house. And so I've learned a lot about e-bikes lately. And that's why they're on the brain.
And it's what's crazy is he lives in Wellston now, so he takes the e-bike all the way from there to your house. It takes him days.
Yeah, my house in the dumpster. He has to drive all the way on his little e-bike to my dumpster house.
Oh no, we might have to edit this because I just doxed you and told you that you live days from Wellston by e-bike.
Someone's going to triangulate that really quickly.
Joke's on you. I don't know where Wellston is in Ohio.
I certainly don't either. So I barely know where I am in Ohio.
Good, true. Anyway, I have another one from New Carlisle, of course.
Of course.
2 stars. Lived in New Carlisle for 35 years. People are not friendly. Very low income. Must own a truck to fit in. Closed-minded people. No nightlife, except Speedway. Holy roll. I fucking love Speedway.
I'm sorry. I just spit everywhere.
No the first nightlife. Time I read it, I thought they meant the Speedway. Like, I was like, oh, cool. They've got a racetrack. And then
or
I read
like
it again.
Roller
it's like,
rink.
Oh, no. Literally a Speedway, which is a convenience store gas station. I'm like, hey, that's some night. That's some something to experience.
I bet they have a good icy.
And then, I love Speedway. Like, okay, only in the sense that, oh, it reminds me of being back home and driving to Indianapolis 2 days a week. Because I'd always go to Speedway and get, like, a iced frappuccino thing or some weird monster energy or something.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with a good Speedway. I just, a lot of times people mention, like, Walmart or, like, Speedway or whatever as kind of a joke. Like, oh, there's nothing to do except sit. You know, go to Walmart, and they were being like, you know, facetious about it. But this really feels very serious. There's no nightlife. Oh, well, there is the Speedway where sometimes we gather.
You got to pick something. I mean, my friends and I, though, we would go to the 24-hour Walmart when we were like in high school. Like, we'd hang out there and we'd just goof off in the aisles.
I love that. Or like the parking lot. Okay. I mean, this is a very Ohio thing, but maybe. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a general thing.
Look at the title of this episode. It has Ohio.
I know. So
we're allowed to Ohio.
Yeah. I love hanging out at a good Walmart. But the word nightlife I've never associated with Speedway. So that's kind of... my mother... I'm sorry. Let's just pause for a moment. Because my mother just... A text came in on our screen, on my screen that says, do you know who Joe Rogan is?
Oh, no.
So I'm just going to let that sit there for a minute.
What? That's so random. Why would she... Why is she experiencing Joe Rogan?
I think Tim recently signed up for podcast alerts on Yahoo News or something because he keeps sending me pictures of his screen of articles that say like,
oh, true.
Top podcast. It'll say like top podcast. And I'm like, but that's a picture of your computer screen. I can't like read the article.
He told me mom won't let him start a podcast. Maybe he reached out to Joe Rogan for tips and mom's like, why is this Joe Rogan guy calling our house phone?
Our house phone.
Asking for Tim.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Speedway. Nightlife at Speedway. I'm sorry.
Yes. No nightlife except Speedway. Holy roller heaven. Dentists make a good living here. End of review.
Oh, what?
At first, I was like, that's kind of random. Maybe this person is a dentist. And I'm like, is that an insult? Is that just saying like that... Like, or trying to be an insult, or like, it's like lower income. So,
yeah, like, that might, or like meth, you know, people make like, the joke about like people use meth. Oh my God, maybe.
So, yeah. Then I was like, So,
yeah, it felt random until it felt extremely specific.
Yes, exactly.
What was the first sentence again? Oh, you need a truck.
Yeah, it mentioned must own a truck to fit in.
See, I just picture this guy rolling in on his e-bike and getting shunned out of the town. Just turn around. Get out of here.
We don't want your kind here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels very Ohio. Must own a truck to fit in. I mean, not that we had that in Cincinnati, but yeah.
Feels
that
like
right.
Rural Ohio, yeah.
Feels like Bethel, Ohio.
Feels like Bethel.
Like good old Bethel.
What doesn't feel like Bethel these days, you know?
Fuck. Right? Trump presidency is basically fucking like Bethel across spread across the entire country. It's a nightmare.
It's like a disease.
It's like, no, don't bring up disease in this time.
I'm sorry. You're right. What am I doing?
The Bethel virus.
The Bethel virus.
Wear a mask, everyone, please.
Please wear a mask. The Bethel virus is coming for you and your family. Okay. Now I was in Monroe Township and I don't know what I did, but I was reading reviews and I was like, what the hell's going on? Then I realized I had clicked West Holmes High School in Monroe Township because I was doing like related towns.
Oh.
And I think I somehow ended up at a review in on niche.com. But
Niche has high school reviews? I didn't see mm-hmm. that. Cool.
A lot.
God, Niche More, is a cool site.
Niche is Sponsor dope. Us. Hashtag promo code Beach2Sandy. West Holmes High School in Monroe Township. So I just picked it anyway. 2 stars. The food was better before Mrs. Obama decided to screw it up.
Oh my god, we used to have, I don't even want to know what it is.
We used to have, guess what we used to have?
Like, pizza or chicken nuggets or something?
We used to have the choice of yummy french fries with ranch dressing every day. Now, we're lucky to get it once a month. The serving size is so small, I'm still so very hungry after eating lunch. The price is ridiculous for the amount of food we get. Most of the foods served people don't like because we're teenagers, and not many teens eat peas, carrots, or other vegetables. End of review.
That's the problem.
No, that's the point. That's Hello? The point. We only eat ranch dressing in this town. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like,
they won't let me eat french fries and ranch dressing every day for
every
lunch.
Day for a dollar. I mean, I'm just, as a former teen, I probably would have felt the same way. Yes. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it is a little bit like, yeah, that's the idea.
I do hope that this person grew out of this review, you know? Like, this is a review that I feel like I could have written at some point in my life. But I hope, like, I look back now, I'm like, yeah, I've grown out of that review. And now I'm like, I'd be better off if I hadn't eaten fries
yes,
and french
you're kind of like, if I had kids these days, quote unquote, I probably would feel the same way
yeah.
that my parents, you know what I mean? Like, I grew yeah. out of it. But, I mean, to be honest, this seems kind of like, oh, Obama, thanks, Obama. And I don't know that that's ever going to kind of change.
Yeah. But something about it where it says, thanks, Mrs. Obama, it makes it seem Obama. A little more formal and nice because yeah. they had to add the Mrs. to make sure that, like, people knew they weren't talking about Obama, like Barack Obama. And we're talking about Michelle Obama. So instead of saying, like, I don't know, it just seemed so nice. Like, thanks, Mrs. Obama.
Yeah, before Mrs. Obama decided to screw it up. Yeah. It is quite formal.
And it's like, oh, well, I'm glad that she came in and screwed everything up for you.
And gave you, like, canned green beans. Yeah.
Peas. Well, that's very specific vegetables, though, too.
Not many teens eat peas, carrots, or other vegetables. This is how I'm learning a lot about teens on this show. Mm. I'm trying to gather as much data as I can so I can fit in.
I was going to say, like, a lot of people wrote, like, oh, I grew up here and I still live here. I am growing up here or something. I feel like there were a lot of younger people writing some of these
yes,
reviews.
I noticed that, too.
And they were very well thought out, but a lot of them were like, you know, I'm looking forward to getting out of here when I can. It has these socioeconomic problems. I'm like, oh, I probably wouldn't have, like, made those connections when I was younger.
Consider, like, we sit, not even now, we sit here and are screaming True. About, like, ranch dressing. I mean, we're definitely not the ones who would have written about socioeconomics at any point in our lives.
That's true.
But yeah, I noticed that too. People would be like, oh, I grew up in this small town, and after college, maybe I'll come back, but...
Yep.
Who knows? Because, yeah, here are the downsides. No more ranch. That's the only downside.
And my thinking was, I can't wait to get out so I can be away from my mom and dad. And they're like, I'm looking forward to escape these socioeconomic problems, but I hope one day to contribute back to my town and make it a better place for future generations. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I moved back and I certainly didn't have that agenda. I can pretend I did, but I really don't think I had that agenda when I moved.
All right. Well, it's not too late to make a change.
Okay. That's Sorry. What I always say.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm not too concerned.
Off the rails. Here is a review, my final one. This is of Mansfield. I'm going to call this a redemption.
That's where the prison is.
What?
That's where the prison is.
Oh yeah, people did
It's haunted.
Oh, Mansfield. Oh, okay. That was mentioned, but like this one is a redemption because And this is for all those people that don't listen anymore who complain that we complain about religion. Well, sorry, religion is...
Yeah, but we have some awesome, like, pastors and people who listen where I'm like, that's
exactly.
pretty dope.
And listen Thank to this. I like this review a lot because this is a 3-star review, but it was very... I liked it. So here we go. 3-star review. I moved to Mansfield, Ohio in 2012 to raise my son and be closer to my family. My dad pastored a church here, so not only was I able to grow closer to the Lord, I had my dad to assist me in my Christianity. Although this city is small, it still has much to offer and has potential for much more. In the years to come, I'd like to see more community outreach programs that involve homeless individuals' life skills and give an opportunity to complete odd jobs in which they can earn daily funds. They would also be allowed an opportunity to perform daily hygiene. End of review.
Oh,
just a nice, like, very clearly, like, well, somewhat clearly thought out, like, plan for the homeless community in Mansfield.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. What was that, 5-star? Was that a redemption?
It was a 3-star because they were kind of criticizing how the town is. I like that because it was like, hey, I love this town, but it's lacking these important things for our citizens.
And guess what?
What?
I have a way to change it. Not me, but this user. I'm like,
yeah, right.
I say bring back ranch dressing, Christine 2020, but I don't think that's going to fix much.
We're going to do our first live show in Mansfield, Ohio, and collect funds.
In the prison.
As I'm saying it out loud, it sounds like a joke, and then I'm like, but that would be cool. I would do that.
There's like an abandoned, I believe, the Mansfield. It's either an asylum. I don't remember. It's some haunted, abandoned building. It's very creepy.
People on social media will tell us. Don't worry.
I will find out. And I will probably be shamed for not knowing it. So I apologize. Okay, Zandy. The last thing I did was look up Greenville, Ohio. Do you know what that is?
Shawshank Redemption? I don't know.
No, it's where we used to go to attend the Great Dark County Fair.
That was in Greenville?
Yes. We used to go to a fair called the Dark County Fair. And we had a blast.
Yeah.
It was just like basically there were, I don't know, we used to walk in. I remember getting annoyed because the dads wanted to look at all the tractors. And so we would be like, no, we just want to ride the rides.
We'd run through the RVs. They had all the RVs that were for sale, like really nice RVs.
Right.
And we'd like run through them and like.
You could like go in them. Yeah. And then they had like animals and quilting. I mean, it's like a very Ohio county fair.
Oh yeah. And deep fried Oreos, which are a very accidentally vegan product when you think about it, right?
I think it's very intentional, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Ohioans love vegan, being vegan.
Yeah. That's the thing, is Dark County Fair, from I believe 2021 onward, is committed to becoming a completely vegan fair.
That's correct. They're the first.
The last thing that would
it's
ever
incredible
happen.
Because like they have so much livestock, and so they've had to get rid of like 90% of what makes the fair run.
Yeah, but at least they still have the demolition derby.
They do still have that, famously vegan.
Herding cars is ethical.
Yeah, like contrary to common belief, it is actually perfectly moral and Christian behavior. So anyway, the Great Dark County Fair in Greenville, Ohio. So there's a 3-star review by Jeff. And he reviewed, I guess he was reviewing the fair itself, technically. Oh, by the way, this is on Facebook.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Because I'm going to read you the comments afterward.
Okay.
Not as good as years past. Prices are high, and to be honest, not too impressed this year. And the Dunk Clown? Could have done without him. Was Joy there this year? Okay, so that's his review.
That is an Ohio Fair review. First of all,
it is, right?
Dunk Clown? Okay, this was a pretty massive fair, though. It seems very odd that, like, such a specific review still.
You want to know something? It's really not very big.
I think it just felt very big
because we were children. Because I looked it up and it was, like, compared to county fairs in, like, Illinois and, you know, all these other towns and counties. It's really not that big. But it was very comical that he asked for Joy. And the Dunk Clown, apparently, I thought at first he meant Drunk Clown. Because I was like, that's fun. But no, he actually meant Dunk.
I'm picturing something where, like, yeah, you, like, dunk the clown.
Yes, I think so.
With throwing a ball at a target.
Yeah, that's what I believe. Because other people
also
mentioned.
Also ethical.
Also perfectly ethical to harm clowns.
Yep.
okay. Amy commented, who is Joy?
I know everyone at this fair. Who the fuck is Joy?
Wait a second. Who is Joy? I've been going for, let's just say many years. I think it's still great. Then Jeff commented. Oh, by the way, Jeff is the one who wrote the review.
Yeah.
The mime that has been there for the past several years. So I guess that's Joy?
Okay, wait, there are mimes? Are you sure he... Am I just, what?
I also don't know if he's responding to Amy or if he's just like adding that onto his own review.
I assume he's responding and saying, hello, Joy the Mime. Don't you know she's a local legend?
She's a local legend. But was she there this year? Who knows? And then Gregory responded. The dunk clown thinks too highly of himself. I'm sorry. Also, these people don't know each other because this was on a public forum. So it's just so strange.
How did they get to know this dunk clown well enough to have that opinion? What is the situation? Was it like if you hit the target, you get a date with the dunk clown too?
Yeah, and then Greg got stood up, so he's feeling really salty about this dunk clown. Okay, Gregory says, the dunk clown thinks too highly of himself, and his fake laughter at his own jokes was highly irritating.
Oh.
Okay, still we don't know really if Joy was there or not, okay? Finally, the last comment is by Amanda. It says... I'm gonna pee my pants. It says, Nancy also thinks too highly of herself.
Who's Nancy?
Okay. Nancy also thinks too highly of herself as a judge and jury on art. Calling a photo of an infant in a bathtub of bubbles child porn is ridiculous, especially when the similar one of a boy was allowed. End of response.
Whoa. Okay, that is some drama I did not expect on the Facebook page for Dark County Fair.
Like a small town county fair, a Facebook page has created like quite a world for all of us.
It's like Oscar and Angela in The Office. Her like baby, her baby photos. My goodness.
I just love that Amanda clearly submitted a photograph of a baby in a bathtub and is just like really salty that Nancy didn't approve.
And calls it art, which I haven't seen it, so I can't judge. Not that I'm the one who is going to say what's art and what's not. But
as artists ourselves, we have pretty strong claim on what is art. And this sounds like art to me. I will say, however, that
I wouldn't buy it, but
no,
Christina would.
Oh,
no,
certainly not.
You wouldn't. Okay.
But the fact that Nancy is a judge, or I'm sorry, an art critic at the Dark County Fair, I'm like, what a strange role she has. And she's so high and mighty in that role, just like the dunk clown.
I wonder if this person, Amanda, felt that maybe action would be taken if she left that comment. Like, left that comment was like, this will take her down.
This will do it. This is the thread that will fix the Dark County Fair.
Y'all think that dunk clown is bad? Get a load of Nancy. Listen to what she did. Did anyone back her up?
Go on a date with Nancy and you'll learn more about her than you ever wanted.
You'll take her home, show her your pictures of babies. She won't be impressed.
She's not going to be impressed. No. And, you know, all their fake laughter, all these people with their fake laughter. And I still don't know if Joy was there this year.
Wow. We got to go next year to find out.
The thing is that Joy's a mime, so like it's not like we can just hear her and her fake laughter.
She's,
you know,
just too good of a mime.
She's just
mimed being there by not being there.
It was so excellent that like we didn't even realize that she was there. Anyway,
I think I'm confusing invisibility with miming, but that's okay.
I mean, I think once you've mastered the art, that's kind of the only way to go.
Oh, well, that was a lot of fun. We learned a lot about Ohio.
I agree.
So thank you, Stacy, for that.
Thank you, Stacy, for that challenge or theme. Now, Zandy, is it time for your challenge?
It is. So Alyssa sent this one in. And basically, I had to find reviews where the reviewer complained about the taste of something that you weren't supposed to be
that wasn't edible, right?
Eating. Yeah. It was very difficult, I have to say. And it was fun. No. It was fine. But like it was hard because all of these sites also sell food. So like I couldn't just do, it tasted bad, because I searched Walmart, Target, and Amazon, I mean, Yelp was impossible because it's mostly restaurants.
Right.
I'm sure they exist where someone was like, oh, yeah, I thought that was edible. But, like, I couldn't find anything. So, like, right. It was really hard. And I guess people don't like to admit being this dense, you know?
No, really?
Yeah. So I found some random ones that don't quite fit the theme but popped up or fit the challenge. But I want to start with the ones that do fit. So This first one is of Etude House Dear Darling Water Gel Tint Grapefruit Red 5 count of something. It was like a lipstick. Like what? It wasn't quite. That's what the name was on Amazon. And then people called it a tint.
Oh, a lip tint. Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, the description was not very clear of what it actually is.
It's amazing how many words and how unclear it is.
Yeah, it's in the category of lip stains.
Lip stain, right.
Includes probably lots of things, but whatever. Here is a review, a 2-star review. It's just like lip gloss with a bad taste. Has a bad taste, does not last long at all. End of review.
Also has a bad taste.
By the way, it tastes terrible.
Oh, don't eat it, please.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and that was weird though, because I'm like, I've put chapstick on, and you can taste it.
Right.
So like, it's kind of weird.
It's like it better taste decent.
You don't want something disgusting where you're like put it on your mouth and you're like, oh, your lip.
Because you're bound to taste some of it, right? Yeah. That's true.
So that one felt a little weird, but technically, whatever, not edible.
Technically, don't eat your lip tint. Just in a technical sense.
Just only in a technical sense. So then I found this review of Bodhi Dog Bitter Lemon Spray. Stop biting and chewing for puppies, older cat dogs and cats. Anti-chew spray, puppy kitten training treatment, 100% non-toxic, made in USA.
Man, so, Amazon is a journey.
Yeah, and this I found in the question and answer section. So here's a question. Can I spray this on a Christmas tree that has lights on it? Will the moisture damage the lights? So apparently someone's animal is munching at a Christmas tree. So,
oh my. Oh no. Yeah,
better watch out for that. Here is the answer that was given though. I don't know. If your lights are indoor-outdoor lights, I'd assume it's fine since they should be weather resistant. But this spray didn't work for my dogs. It's definitely bitter because I accidentally tasted it. End of review.
That's good.
So I don't know why this person threw that in here.
See, that's my favorite. It's these people who answer even when they don't have an answer. And I'm like, why are you writing I don't know?
They weirdly felt the need to include in there that they tasted it.
They tasted it,
like,
too.
That wasn't necessary. Like, no. If someone had asked, like, is this really better? Like, does this really work? That'd be one thing.
Right.
But instead, it was like literally just a very specific question about the lights. And they have to say, by the way, it doesn't work because I tasted it. But then again, they're saying, hey, it was definitely bitter.
Yeah, I think they're saying like it didn't work even though it was bitter. Yeah, which you're right. It's still so unnecessary to include.
Maybe you feed your dog garbage food. So they're like, wow, this tastes pretty good compared to what they normally give us.
Compared to that casserole Tom makes us every night. Maybe. Maybe Tom is like literally trying, like feeling it out to be like, do other people eat this too? Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I tasted it by accident. And if someone else were like, you. I ate it too. What?
Where did the name Tom come from? I never said a name, so that just came out of nowhere. Like, you just keep running with his name. I'm like, did I say? I'm like checking again. Like, did I say the name Tom? Okay.
Oh no, don't worry. I've built a whole world in my
brain.
Good.
I can tell. I love it. But yeah, I don't know where this came from, but there's that. And then I've got a review here. This is a little bit of a different one.
Okay.
Where they weren't reviewing what they accidentally ate, but here you go.
Okay.
This is a review of Urfa Palace in Hanover, Germany. It's a donor place.
Oh.
Döner. I'm going to say donor. Döner.
Döner.
I can't say anything with an R in it in German. That's why I don't speak German, because that's embarrassing. Why. Here's a 1-star review. This is...
Can you say Currywurst?
No. But that was one of my favorite things before I went
vegan. I know, it's so yummy.
I got a donor kebab last night, and it reminded me of the time I accidentally tasted
human... Did
you say
kebab?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know why I say kebab? We've had this conversation on this podcast.
We have?
Yes. You know, I'm pretty sure. You know why I say kebab?
What? No, I certainly don't.
Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, that's right.
Literally, maybe, because of Flight of the Conchords, I still say it. Because in that song, he goes, I'll buy you a kebab.
Okay,
I
see.
Can't believe... Yeah.
So he's ruined your...
Sharing
your...
a kebab with the most beautiful girl. Yeah.
That's why Alexander doesn't speak English either. He's just been traumatized left and right by every language.
Y'all, I'm a mess.
Okay,
I'm glad
kebabs.
You stopped me to be like, kebab. I still say kebab in my day-to-day life because of Flight of the Conchords.
I mean, I say... Do you really say kebab in your day-to-day life or kebab?
Yes.
Like, how often RuneScape. Are you saying that word?
That's a food item in RuneScape, technically.
Is it really? Oh.
Yes, but okay, I don't actually... But sometimes the sandwich lady comes by and says, here, have a kebab. And you're like, okay, sandwich lady, you know?
Yes, I know. I totally been there too.
Just RuneScape things. Okay. You want me to say kebab for you?
Yeah. It is kebab, right? Now I'm like, now I'm confused.
Christina, I don't fucking know.
We don't speak English very well, so.
Yeah, what do Americans say is what we're asking. Not obviously people say different things in different and. It's not an American food.
One time I said Nivea and I got so mocked as a child instead of Nivea. I still think about it.
That's pretty funny. Anyway, here's a review of a kebab place. I got a donor kebab last night and it reminded me of the time I accidentally tasted human shit. It was the very same as visit, do not eat, I got chlamydia and AIDS from the proper HIV over eating the food. End of review.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I have good news, though.
What?
This review was in not recommended.
Thank God.
Thank God, indeed. Yeah. But when I searched for it on Google, it popped up. And then I had to search for it within not recommended.
Yes. I've felt that before. I've done that before.
But yeah.
Oh, goodness.
This person has tasted human shit before, which you probably shouldn't do.
Don't eat any of the things that Sandy just talked about, except for a kebab if you feel like it. But everything else, no.
Let's avoid that. Okay, so now we've got a couple 5-star reviews. And you might be like, how is that possible? Well, because these are the ones that are kind of like a little bit off-brand. But here we go. This is a review of Siam Circus Anal Ease Lubricant.
Oh, dear.
So this is a 5-star review titled... Slight numbing with pleasure intact.
Oh, God.
I still love this stuff. I use it personally with toys. Works great. I accidentally tasted it once. Not bad. End of review.
Not bad, wink face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for that update.
You're welcome. Oh, you're talking to them.
I was.
Well, here's my final review. This is a review of... Glowfish 1.59-ounce colorful four-flake blend food for fishes.
Oh, no. Food for fishes.
Food for fishes. So this is the one that I texted you about where I was like, I'm looking for reviews, but I found this great one that's not really close to the challenge. But you're like, use it anyway. I do it.
I said, yeah. IDC. I don't care. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel better about my breaking the rules.
It's somewhat similar because the title is Fish Love It So Much, I Want to Try It.
Oh, dear.
That's a 5-star review. Verified purchase. So I picked up this stuff because I noticed my fish were, like, bored about feeding time. And yeah, I know you're already thinking, this guy just has stressed out or unhealthy fish. Perish the thought, review reader. My fish are happy as fuck. They just don't like that crap flake food I was feeding them. When I fed them treats, they were always super enthusiastic, but the flakes they seemed to have the same reaction most people would have to grits. Have you ever eaten grits? I was in Alabama once and tried grits. My question is, do people eat that on purpose? Oh no, I accidentally ate grits again. Must be what people in Alabama say a lot. So, realizing I was feeding my fishes the fishy equivalent of grits, I was all, my bad fishes, I gotta find you something more delicious. Most of my tank is glowfish. You know, white skirt tetra with the jellyfish infusion. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about since you're
Yeah, I
love
do,
that.
Actually.
Reading
yeah.
this, I love that. Because I was like, nope. Since you are clearly shopping for a glowfish formulated food, but my non-genetically enhanced tetras love this food too. I like the larger tetras and have a mixed school of glowfish with white and black skirts. They all school together just fine, by the way. No racism in my tank. I tried a few flake varieties by a few different brands, and nothing really seemed to excite them. I thought about switching to pellet food for their daily dietary base, but I prefer flakes because it's harder for aggressive feeders to overeat, and pellets tend to make more mess in your substrate. But just as I was going to give up, I realized that the glowfish folks make a special glowfish food. Hey, I will try that. And try that I did. My fishes love it. They're always excited about feeding time now, even when it's flake time. They've been happily hunting for flakes at mealtime every day since I picked this up about a month ago. This stuff must be delicious. I realize it would not make an economical meal for humans, but if the fishes love it this much, I mean, it's gotta be better than grits, right? End of review.
Oh my god! Wow. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of friend I need in my life.
I know.
So enthusiastic, you know?
Yeah, and that's the kind of fish owners we need. People who care about their fish and do their research, because, yeah, don't keep your fish in, like, a fish bowl.
If you went to the county fair and won fish and probably did not take care of them the proper way, yes, I urge you to please do that now on my behalf.
Remember that time, Christiana, that we won, like, or you won two goldfish in Glendale at some random pop-up carnival? That was terrible.
And then the man just handed me more because he was like, I don't know what else to do with these. And I was like, I don't want three fish. And he was like, here. He's like, take as many as you want because we're closing. And I was like, this is really troubling to me.
It is bad. It is bad. So yeah, if you insist on owning a fish, please do your research and please take good care of them.
By the way, I bought like a huge tank and everything, and I spent like $200 that I did not have. But it was, I paid $1 to win these damn fish, and then I paid like $200 to try and take care of them, and they all died.
Yep.
Like it's overnight. It was awful. It was really sad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm super glad this guy exists. And yeah,
that tank you bought, it was like, what? It was weird because you had to buy like a big, like it was like a Folgers tin, right? And then you just dumped it all out and put them in there.
I didn't know it was that expensive. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm exaggerating slightly. It was like $12.99 at Costco. No. Wow. Yeah, I love, my favorite line, I think, is perish the thought.
Do you know how to spell perish? Yeah. In that context, because
P-E-R-I-S-H?
Is that how you spell it?
Because like, I'm going to perish, like die?
Because yeah, I was like, they spelled it differently, and I'm like, have I been doing this wrong the whole way? No.
How did they spell it?
They spelled it with an A, so I feel better now.
Oh, okay. Like a Catholic, or like
a... Because I was like, oh, is that really different? Okay, now I feel dumb that I brought that up.
No, it is.
I called them out.
It is perish with E. It is with an E. Then again, I don't speak English, so who knows at this point. I am astounded by this review, and I'm so happy that these fish have a happy owner, a kind, loving owner. And I also love the phrase, perish the thought, and now I'm never going to stop saying it. We've learned two real important lessons today.
Perish the thought. Kebab.
How to say kebab. Three is, I'm not too concerned.
Okay. What about joy?
And Joy is really, really quiet. You might not even know if
really
she's there or not.
Really good at miming, yeah.
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 Joy is so quiet. Also, that clown is an asshole, so.
Yeah, we've learned so much this episode. Please.
I think, like, we don't give ourselves enough credit for how educational we are.
I think every other episode we do say, this is an educational podcast.
We constantly give ourselves credit for, undue credit, I might add.
Oh, but speaking of which, we actually got some funding recently from the National Science Foundation.
That's right. Bill Nye himself sent
it
over.
For teaching the youths of very important lessons.
Teens, yeah. Like, eat your peas.
Yep, eat your peas. Mrs. Obama wants the best thing for you.
Eat your peas and Q's, and don't eat fish food or lipstick.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, that's great, Alexander. Do you want to hear next week's theme?
I would love to.
Okay, so this was sent in by Jen, who sent a really nice email, and it explained that their home state, Rhode Island, is not only the littlest state, but also the ocean state. And it is called such because Rhode Island has the most coastline per mile. So Jen suggested we do beaches in Rhode Island, and there are a lot.
Let's do it.
I know we did beach. Oh, wait, this is beaches again.
Yeah, we've done beaches, so what?
Does that matter?
No, I don't care.
Okay, they have the most beaches, apparently, so... I mean, not of anywhere, I guess.
I would assume that's wrong.
Actually, do you know where the most beaches are?
I don't.
In Weston, Ohio, or what's it called?
I fucking knew it was some dumb joke. Why did I even ask?
Watson, Ohio.
We don't even know the name Wellston.
Wellston, Ohio is where the most coastline.
Why should there be someone, like a town of 4,000 people who listen and they're like, why the fuck are they talking about my town so much?
And how beautiful our coastline is. Okay, so that's the theme.
Okay, your challenge comes from Saxon, who, I don't know, I think this is kind of funny. It might be hard, but we'll see.
Okay.
Saxon wants you to find negative reviews of Texas roadhouses where the reviewer just wrote them because the reviewer hates Texas as a state. Okay. And specifically brought up, and I kept it that general, but they specifically brought up Texas roadhouses in Oklahoma because apparently Oklahoma hates Texas a lot.
Oh, I see. And they have Texas roadhouses in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
and they said
that as a native Oklahoman, I feel confident that these exist.
I feel confident. I love that. Listen, I'm going to ride on that wave of confidence and try my best.
And also, you know what? If you find ones where it's like, you know, I hate Texas, but I love Texas Roadhouse, I'll accept those too.
It's supposed to be negative.
It doesn't have to. Let's say it doesn't have to be negative reviews. Reviews mentioning their hate of Texas as a state.
Okay, got it.
Texas Roadhouse reviews.
Okay, got it. Wrote that down. And then beaches in Rhode Island. Okay, well.
Great.
Beaches in Wellston.
Beaches in Wellston. It sucked. See, that's a weird thing because like the bird scooters and stuff that were invented there, they don't do so well on the sand.
That's right. And that's why it's so nobody knows that that's where they were invented because they get a bad rap over there. And oh my God, everyone needs trucks over there. Otherwise, you don't fit in.
At least they don't need public transportation.
And that's thank God.
Yeah. All right. Well, bye, Wellston, Ohio people, since you're the only ones left listening.
Goodbye to Wellston and Wellston only.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week, Wellston.
Only Wellston is allowed.
So dumb. Bye.